Taryon, are you sure that is what you want to do first? We could do almost anything you could imagine. Any pleasure, thrill, or taste you had back on Earth. You could have tenfold here. You know that, right? Then you still want this to be the first thing we do together voluntarily? I don't think I'll ever understand you, Taryon. Not completely. Perhaps that is the allure. Are you comfortable? I know curved beds aren't exactly normal by your standards. I'm glad you like it. So what's next? Would you like to cuddle in silence, or would you like to do something to emphasize our positions? Really? I assumed this was a matter of pride. You spent so long playing the pet, I thought you wanted to prove a point to yourself. When you asked to cuddle as Big Spoon, I thought you would want to do more to get even, but you really don't care. You are better than I deserve, Taryon. This is all so nice, yet so odd. Well, when we cuddled before, I was always talking. I'm still talking now. When you're just holding me, quietly petting my head, it's surreal. I'm honestly not sure how I feel about it. I am a warrior, remember, and I can feel my guard dropping. It's exciting and terrifying. Oh, you don't have to do that. This is our first experience as real equals. I owe you a little control, even if it makes me a little antsy. It's fine. You have more than earned it. We are going to do what you want. Yes. You want to know what I want. That is very tricksy of you, Taryon. No. I suppose, given the offer, I cannot reject your request. I did say anything. Even if you are being altogether too nice. I want you to tell me a story. Yes. Really? The last time I was held like this, it was by my carrier. So you will. I was younger, smaller, and I was absolutely fascinated with the universe around me. So Yule would hold me and pet my head and tell me about everything. Science I didn't understand, cultures I had never seen, my favorite war, fairy tales I never even thought of. Yes, fairy tales. I loved every second of it. Learning, listening, feeling my curiosity being filled to the brim, only to grow more. It's half the reason I have my job, to see things I've never dreamed of, to hear things I've never known, and now you're here. All of that in one, a person with 1,000 stories I've never imagined. And you're holding me. With kindness I've rarely seen. I can't help but reminisce. So, if you're set on letting me steal control of our first real time together, then I would like for you to tell me a Taryon story. Something I've never heard before. I don't even know what the title means, but that sounds lovely.